Welcome to CEO Flow, the podcast that empowers passionate business owners like you to unlock the true potential of your success while embracing a healthier and more sustainable approach. I'm Natalie, and after running my coaching business for almost 3 years now, I've discovered that the key to achieving your best performance lies in ditching the constant push and force, honoring your body's cyclic needs, and finding your authentic flow. So join me as we dive into practical health and business strategies, insightful interviews, and transformative stories. Together we will transition from force into true flow, unlocking new levels of productivity, fulfillment, and well-being. Welcome to this new episode of the CEO Flow podcast. I'm not alone today, but I have a wonderful guest with me, and she's a business owner, she's a mom, a speaker, and also a coach, and she combines her marketing knowledge with cycle thinking as well as human design, which is such a wonderful combination to really help you maximize your well-being, and some really wonderful topics that we'll also want to dive into in today's episode. So welcome, Amy. I'm so happy that you are here with me today. And I think it was a few weeks ago that we connected through LinkedIn, and we had a super nice conversation all around our businesses, but then also around our cyclic nature. And unfortunately, we didn't hit the record button back then, which is such a shame. But then I thought, okay, let's just continue our conversation next time on the CEO Flow podcast. So that's what we're doing in today's episode. But first of all, please take a moment to introduce yourself. Let us know, who are you and what is it that you're doing?
Firstly, I just want to say thank you for having me, Natalie. It's a real pleasure to be on this podcast chatting all things cycle related. I'm Amy Kate. I'm based in the UK. I'm a certified mindset coach, consultant, and strategist. And my sort of areas of speciality are cycle thinking, marketing strategy, mindset, and human design.
Wonderful. And I think all these topics are super important, especially when you are running your own business. Yeah, I mean, cycle thinking was something that I'm also super passionate about. So I always love to have conversations around it with other women who are spreading the topic. But then also human design is something that really changed my life. And I think like combining all these things and just getting to know yourself better through these tools is super beautiful. So I love that we're diving into them a little bit more today. Before we dive into the topic, I always like to ask a little introduction question. So is there anything that life kind of reminded you today? You know, always like life always likes to give us these little reminders, or also any small or big learnings that you can share that you experienced today or during the past days?
Yeah, so I guess a reminder really, and sort of a big learning for me, is how productive rest is. I've just come back from holiday, and it's since coming back. So whilst away, it took a little while to get into the holiday mode and to relax. But the different environment, the different location just can really help give those new perspectives, those new insights. And I felt really productive since then. And it's just a reminder really that resting is productive, and to build that in a lot more into my day, into my week. Rest is productive. That's my big reminder learning.
I love that, and I think it's something that we can't hear often enough, because I always like to say, you know, self-care and resting is an obligation for us as business owners, but it can sometimes be very hard as we live in a world where we feel like, okay, I need to work harder to achieve more. And like we have all these beliefs around we're part of this big hustle mentality. And I always love to compare it with growing muscle, you know, like if you want to grow a muscle, the resting times are just as important, or maybe even more important than the times that you're like stimulating your muscle. You know, you need to like stimulate it, and then afterwards your muscle needs rest to really build new cells and to grow in the end. And it's the same with you and with your business. So yeah, it's such a nice reminder that we already have here in the beginning. So starting out with that, maybe you want to share a little bit more about your story. Like, how did you find your way to cycle syncing, but then also to what it is that you're doing and also helping other individuals with today?
Yeah, sure. So cycle syncing, do you know, I just wish I had found this years ago. I think it would have saved me so much time, energy, and yeah, I just wish I'd known about it earlier. How cycle syncing found me, it was, I've been tracking my cycle for years, absolutely years and years and years, over 10 years. And I started tracking as part of my fertility journey. And yeah, it was quite a challenging time. When I was tracking my cycle, though, I was literally looking for the main events, you know, when was I ovulating and am I pregnant? Has my period come or not? I didn't really appreciate or understand the amazing other phases, all the different things that encompass our cycle at that time. So, but I did notice lots of patterns. Like, looking back, I did notice lots of patterns. And when my periods came back, so after having my daughter, sort of 6-7 years ago now, when my periods came back, it was really, really challenging, both sort of physically, emotionally. It was, yeah, it was a lot. I went to the doctors and they prescribed antidepressants and said I had PMDD, which is a really intense PMS. And yeah, so I had these antidepressants and they helped a little, but I just had this feeling that this wasn't the answer. Then I had these like little nudges come in. Someone would recommend a book, or I'll be having a conversation with my coach, or just little things. I was getting sort of information and books recommended, and then I was like, oh my gosh, there's a whole new world of understanding what my hormones are doing at each point of the cycle. And something sparked inside me, and I really felt like this is the missing piece. And I researched, went in very, very, very deep, watched everything I could, read everything I could, got very forensic. And that learning those details and like that level of learning is very satisfying for me. And I slowly started implementing all the things that I had learned. And yes, I'd seen some really incredible progress and some changes quite quickly as well. Yeah, I mean, it's just evolved from there, really. And seeing how well it worked for myself, I started integrating it into the work I was doing with my clients, and applying it to, yeah, sort of in the workplace and work life, and really, yeah, honing in on the different phases of our cycle and how they can actually work with you, how to use your cycle to your advantage rather than it being this big inconvenience, which was what my perspective and lots of other people's perspectives are initially, when they don't really fully understand the power of our cycle.
For sure. And I always like to say there's such a difference between, and you just, you know, you're the perfect example that you just mentioned. I think there are a lot of people out there who are maybe already tracking their cycle, but there's a difference between tracking your cycle and maybe being a little bit familiar with which phase you're in right now. But then on the other hand, so like fully embracing it and really syncing with it and, you know, understanding, okay, what kind of qualities do these phases bring and how can I use that how can I take advantage of it instead of always, you know, seeing it as a byproduct of being a woman and I just, you know, I have to track it so that I don't get pregnant or whatever, but to really understand that this is your nature, and the more you start thinking and surrendering to it, the more it can, you know, show its power instead of always just seeing the downsides of being a cyclic being. And I think also in business, it's like such a powerful tool. So maybe you want to share a little bit like what makes it such a powerful tool for you, or how did your life and business change when you discovered cycle syncing for yourself?
Yeah, it's so powerful in many ways. I mean, the big thing is that by working with your cycle, you can totally avoid burnout. And if you've ever been close or you've experienced burnout, you'll know it's not very pretty. But working with your cycle and really leaning into those times of sort of rest and reflection. If you're resting and reflecting every month or even daily, you will avoid that burnout. And that's a really, really powerful tool. The other ways it's kind of, I feel like it's powerful, is just being able to know how to intentionally use my energy and time. I mean, there's a great time in your month where you're more outgoing and more communicative and more sociable and more productive, and just being really intentional and using those times to get the best out of myself and out of my clients. It's very, very powerful.
And I think for a lot of people it's maybe a little bit difficult, or what I also always see a lot with my clients, that the way that we're conditioned in our world nowadays makes it quite difficult for us to really make that switch of, okay, I'm gonna work against these conditionings right now, or I'm gonna go a little bit against the hustle mentality and I start syncing more with my true nature, which means that I allow myself to take more breaks in the phases where I feel like I really need it, for example. How did you experience that change? Like, do you feel like it was challenging for you, or it is still challenging for you sometimes to kind of work against these conditionings of, and I think you also just mentioned it in the beginning, you know, like going on holidays and really kind of getting your mind out of the functioning mode, kind of. I just recorded a podcast episode about this before, so I think it just came out today when we're actually recording this interview. So that's actually where I also mentioned that a lot, but maybe you can share your viewpoint or your insights a little bit.
Absolutely. When I first started cycle syncing, started implementing it, I definitely put too much pressure on myself, and I did find it challenging at times. And do you know what, every month does not always go to plan, and I just try my best each month to support myself where I am in my cycle. And it doesn't always work out, but what I have learned is that if I overdo it when I'm meant to be kind of resting or not doing so much, it then impacts my next cycle. So I treat each cycle as like a learning, and I build in this time to kind of reflect on, what went well, what didn't go so well, and how can I support myself going forward. But there's a lot of conditioning. I used to walk around with a busy badge of honor going, oh, I'm so busy to do this, I'm so busy to do that, I wish I had more hours in the day. And I've really had to switch my language up and my approach. And if someone asks me how I am, I don't say, oh, I'm so busy. I used to, but I don't now. But it's taken an intentional effort to be really mindful of how I'm using my language and allowing myself to have those breaks, building in that reflection time each week and each month. And each day, I mean, it doesn't happen every day, but I'm doing my best. It's with my clients as well, there is a huge mindset piece, a challenging piece of the conditioning that they had. Our society favors us being busy and being on the go all the time and putting out the same energy every day, every single week. But we are not built that way. We are built we're dynamic, we 1 week we're feeling full of energy and fully motivated and sociable, and then the next week we feel a little bit more withdrawn, or just want to be maybe around home, or just not just having a bit more time to yourself. You go a bit more inward, a bit more reflective. And yeah, it's just kind of getting around or understanding that we don't have to show up and be the same person every day. We are cyclical, we do change, like our hormones fluctuate, and so do our moods, so does our mindset, so does our energy levels, all of the things. And it's just, yeah, that acceptance of, oh, okay, yeah, I don't have to be this same person every single day that society tells me I have to be or I should be.
Yeah, and I think acceptance is such a nice keyword that I always love to use, because in the end, that one is all about, you know, really learning to accept the phases that you're moving through and just accept yourself overall more. Because what I see a lot is that women, they start transferring their perfectionism kind of from like trying to work in a 24-hour rhythm or in a 9-to-5 or whatever onto still functioning in that cyclic way. And if it doesn't go perfect, then they still feel like something is wrong with me or whatever. But that's not what it's all about. I think it's all about learning to surrender and to accept the fact that, that first of all, you don't really function in the 24-hour rhythm, but then also that this monthly rhythm, it doesn't have to be perfect or anything. It's just about learning to really honor your body's cyclic needs more. And for that, I think it's also so important to not only start tracking your cycle in an app, which is nice to just get a feeling of the phases and when is my ovulation happening and what are the physical signals that I can observe. But then next to that, also working on these conditionings and on the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from actually surrendering to that and like honoring the phases fully. So yeah, is that also something that you experience with your clients a lot? Like, what is the biggest part of your coaching? Because what I always experience is that it's most of the time not the strategy or the framework, but it is mostly the limiting beliefs or the conditionings, or like you said, you know, the language that we are working on, or like really learning to trust your body again and all these things.
Yeah, absolutely. It always comes back to the mindset, always. And another sort of powerful thing with working with our cycle is knowing at what phase in your cycle that those limiting beliefs or that inner critic, that mean girl, as I call her, when they pipe up and they're a lot louder at certain points in your month. And getting to know your body and getting to know those patterns and those thoughts can really, really help with that sort of negative chatter, and knowing that you're in that phase and actually it's not going to last. It is a phase. So there is another phase coming up. Yeah, it's just sort of knowing, getting to know yourself. Like, knowledge is power, isn't it? And I think the more you can know yourself and lean into your strengths, know when your mean girl is going to pipe up and have something to say. And it always comes back to the mindset. Like, you can have the best strategy in the world, but yeah, if you can't sort of work through those limiting beliefs or quieten that inner critic, it's just going to stop you and get you stuck.
Mm-hmm. And I often like to say it's not only that knowledge is power, or knowledge isn't power as long as you're not using that knowledge. So I think it's all about implementing that knowledge as well. I think that, like what you just mentioned, working on the mindset, and I think mindset work, like what we connect with mindset work, is oftentimes also just kind of scratching the surface, which is why I, for example, often like to work with our body's wisdom and like really going into movements and breath and like the somatic part. So yeah, but then what I also really love is that you are kind of combining these tools like cycle syncing or also human design, for example. I will also link all your stuff in the podcast description so you can see what Amy's areas of expertise are. So how are you kind of combining these tools with the marketing part to to help individuals, or how can these tools help us as individuals to express our uniqueness in our business and to kind of starting on our own business. I think we often want to create that freedom for ourselves, but then what happens a lot is that we're kind of following strategies and things that other people are doing, and then it's still kind of going against our needs. So how can we use these tools to find that way of self-expression in our business?
Yeah, it's all about really, learning to use our cycle to our advantage and working out, getting to know what works for you. So when it comes to the marketing side in your business, I always create what I call a soulful strategy with my clients. So a soulful strategy is one that feels really good, one that feels aligned with your core values, one that's working with your natural strengths, and one with your gifts. And with cycle syncing and knowing when you're going to be more sort of creative and more communicative, one of the key things that we do is look at batching content and creating that content when you're feeling energized and when you're feeling communicative and a bit more playful, and you've got some you want to chat and socialize. Optimizing that time is really, really powerful. It means that you can be much more productive. It won't drain your energy so much. But one thing I will add there is that you can do anything at any time in your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. Doing it in the kind of ideal phases of your cycle is just going to make you more efficient, and it won't sort of drain your energy levels as much. There's a big difference if I did a training session or a workshop during my menstrual phase to when I was doing it in my ovulation phase. I would definitely build in more time and more rest time afterwards. You can do anything at any time, but it's if you can get to know your optimum times, creating that content, batching it at a time when you're full of energy, it just makes such a difference. Batching it when your inner critic is nice and quiet, it makes a huge, huge difference. And building in that rest time, it's really crucial.
And I think it's so nice to just, and you just mentioned it, in the end, you can do anything that you want, and any time of your cycle, but you can you can start observing your patterns, and it will help you to understand, okay, in these phases, for example, in this phase, it feels way more exhausting to film content, for example, so I'm just going to do it in another phase. And when you know that, you can just kind of learn to, you can start structuring your business and your tasks with it. And for example, what I really love to do is, during the time where our inner critique is very loud, I still, it's mostly in our luteal phase, so that's the second half of our cycle, but that's also the phase where we can get super creative, but not by just sitting in front of our desk and trying to, force ourselves to get creative, but just by, going out into nature or meditating or moving or just doing stuff that really, or things that really light you up and that have not so much to do with actively working on our business. But then what I'm always doing during this phase is really just collecting all these ideas. So I have a whole page, or I have a journal where I just write down all the ideas that are popping up in my head, but I don't follow that urge of, okay, I need to do this, I need to get this out there straight away. But I can just collect these ideas, and then in another phase of my cycle where I know I have a lot of energy to just bring things into action, I can kind of batch these things and just create a whole load of content out of it, and then I can do all the graphics and film the videos and whatever. And so that you can really create this super nice workflow for yourself that is more synced with your nature, but still allows you to get the same results. So is that something that you also do for yourself? Like, especially also, I mean, I know that you're also a mom and you probably have a lot of obligations kind of next to your business. So how are you, how do you usually create that workflow for yourself? Or are there like any things or like any tips in like any specific tips? You just talked a lot about the content batching, which is super nice, but maybe there are some other things where you know, like, no, this is what I always do during this phase of the cycle, and just some more examples.
Yeah, sure. I'm also very similar. I get all my best ideas when I'm not at my desk. So I always either record like voice notes. Quite often when I'm out, I will record voice notes of like ideas and content. I'm always doing that. So there's always a bank of content ready to be put out there, and I will do that when it's when I'm in that kind of head down mode. The other sort of life for me is a juggle with being a mum, running my business, serving the clients, showing up on socials. I've actually taken a bit of a step back over the summer holidays. That's just felt really good. And not putting too much pressure on myself, and that's felt really good. And I think we can often put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we should be doing this and should be doing that. But what do I do each phase? I mean, without a doubt, at the beginning of just when I'm coming into my sort of follicular phase, hormones are starting to rise again, and everything starts to feel good, energy starting to rise. That is the time when I sort of plan out my month or look at the month ahead. It's not always like, at the start of a month. So I look at the month ahead, and that's a great time for sort of, for planning things out. The other thing I always do is when I'm on my period, when it's due, is just to really, take a step back and really reflect. And that's what I do. And like just little things like with my daughter, and like, I'd always make sure that instead of like having lots of play dates and having friends over when it's my period, I would like, why don't we have a movie day, and like work that in. So work those sort of parenting bits in to kind of suit my cycle as well. But she loves having a snuggle on the sofa and watching movies. It doesn't always work out like that, but when it does, it's it takes the pressure off.
And I think what's super interesting, I love that you're just mentioning also your daughter, because what I experienced a lot, I mean, I'm not a mom yet, so I don't know how that feels. But what I experienced a lot with clients, for example, who are moms, clients I used to work with, is that they kind of, or I kind of hear that a lot from women who say, I would love to sync with my cycle, for example, but I'm a mom and I have to juggle all these things at the same time. And what my clients then experience is that they start creating that awareness all around their cyclic nature, and usually they start understanding themselves better. And it kind of automatically takes out all the stress and the pressure that you also just mentioned, So you just learn to accept yourself more in these phases where you don't function the way that you expect yourself to function, for example, and you can learn to surrender more to it and to let go. And what usually happens is that children, for example, who are these very intuitive little human beings, that they are kind of mirroring that. So I don't know if you're also experiencing that with your daughter. I always think of one particular client of mine. She had like two kids, I think. And then she said to me, I was in my luteal phase and I was super stressed out and the kids were running around. And then at some point I was just sitting down at the sofa and I closed my eyes and I just started breathing and like really just trying to calm myself down, not trying to calm my kids down, but trying to calm myself down. And the more I learned, like the more I surrendered and let go, suddenly my kids, they were sitting next to me at the sofa and they started coming for a cuddle and they were like, "Mom, can we maybe just watch a movie?" And she was so impressed by like how the kids were kind of mirroring her. So I think from there she started really just always asking herself first, like, what can I maybe change in my personal emotional state right now, like not what can I change in the outer circumstances. So yeah, you just nodded your head. So I guess that's something that you're also experiencing.
Yeah, definitely. They are little mirrors. The energy that you give out, but it also works in the other way. You know, when I'm feeling sort of energetic and playful, like, yeah, my daughter would be sort of, yeah, more energetic and playful. And we have great fun. But it's thinking about it, she does pick up on how I'm feeling. Yeah, which is great. It really is.
Can't wait to experience that myself one day. Love, because people probably, they can't, not probably, but people can't see us right now, but I can see that behind you there's a beautiful picture of the moon cycle. Because I was just I have another question here, which is what people can do when they don't experience their natural cycle, because it's also something that I hear a lot, that people say, yeah, I would love to do cycle syncing, but I am still on hormones and I'm still on birth control. So what would you say to these people?
We come across this a lot. People won't have a natural cycle, or they might have irregular cycles for so many different reasons. So it might be down to taking different hormones. Maybe that's birth control. Maybe that's for perimenopause or menopausal symptoms. For my clients that are taking sort of hormones or not having regular cycles, is I always invite them to track the lunar cycle. And the lunar cycle has four distinct phases, just like our menstrual cycle. And yeah, to start making notes, start sort of noticing patterns, particularly how you feel around the new and full moon. And it's very, very interesting. Some people are a bit like, that's not for me. But when they do start to take notice, they always come back and go, you never guess what. It was the full moon and I felt like so energized, or I felt completely drained, or people will have different experiences around the full moon and the new moon. But it's about knowing what works for you. So I always recommend to take notice, start tracking what the moon is doing, how you're feeling in your body, how your energy is feeling. And even if you don't want to track the lunar cycle and you don't feel that's for you, because it's not for everybody, then I would recommend blocking a week in your diary when it feels right, just to having a slow week, just to kind of take a step back, just be really mindful of what you're booking in that week, and kind of use that week as a bit of a slow week so you can kind of like reflect and do some stuff yourself, focus in on your self-care. Even if you're taking hormones, like some of my clients will still report and still say they feel like they're PMSing. They still feel that they're having these big, strong emotions. So I think whether you have a natural cycle or not, you can definitely tap into working in this cyclic nature, whether you do it manually by like blocking out a month for a week every month, or whether you're start sort of noticing the lunar cycle and doing it that way. There's lots of different ways. Everyone is very different. Everyone has their own unique cycle. You know, we're not all textbook 28 days. Far from it, far from it. So it's just about learning what works for you.
Definitely. I love the idea of the slow week that you just mentioned, also to kind of train yourself and your whole system into, feeling safe with taking it more easy and resting a little bit more. I love that idea. And then also with the moon cycle, that's why I mentioned the beautiful picture behind you. Because when I started learning about cycle syncing, and when I started, like, I had this wonderful book falling into my hands back then, which is called Wild Power, a book that I still love to recommend to every woman out there. It's wonderful. And I didn't have my natural cycle back then. I was still, like, I had the hormonal coil, but then also years before, before, I always didn't have it through an eating disorder that I was struggling with. And then, I never experienced my period. So what I did with that hormonal color, but then also after removing it and still not having my period, is that I started going with the lunar cycle and just seeing how my body was kind of reacting to it. And you can start like kind of connecting the new moon with the start of your menstruation in quotation marks, and then the full moon with the ovulation kind of. And it was so it was so powerful, and I think it brought me so much closer to myself and to my cyclic nature still, that then after I think 2 or 3 months after removing the coil, I got my natural cycle back, and it was one of the most beautiful moments of my life. And then still since then, I'm always experiencing that I'm synchronized with the lunar cycle, which is something that a lot of women and clients of mine and your clients probably are also experiencing. Yeah, so I think that connection is really beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Just to kind of wrap it up, or just to finish off the interview for today, because I think we already covered so many topics in here. So what are your best tools when you feel like, okay, things are getting super overwhelming right now, and I feel a little bit stressed out, and maybe it is hard for me right now to kind of just surrender to, just taking it easy or more slow. So what are the best tools that you love to use when things kind of get overwhelming and busy?
Lots of tools. Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to your basic self-care. So when I feel quite overwhelmed, things are a bit crazy, I always check in with my basic self-care. So that's like, am I drinking enough water? Am I eating good nourishing food? Am I moving my body enough? Am I taking my supplements? And what was the last one? Can't remember. The move my body, take my supplements, drinking my water. It will come back to me. But just having that basic self-care check-in, often or not, I've dropped the ball on one of those things. Oh, getting sleep, enough sleep. That was it. That was the final one. often if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I've dropped the ball on one of those things. Need to pick that back up. To kind of, the thing that gets me kind of out of overwhelm or straight away is to literally go for a walk in nature. It does the trick every single time. just taking a step back, having a, and clearing out those frustrations.
Yeah,
reinforcing some boundaries.
All of the
good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much, because I think, and what happens a lot in the podcast is when I ask people this question, is that they are mentioning all these wonderful tools, which I really love as well. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm doing my meditation and my yoga and my breath work and all wonderful tools. But at the same time, when you feel overwhelmed, go back to the basics and like keep it simple. Ask yourself, am I drinking enough water? Am I eating good food? And am I sleeping enough? Because this is what really keeps you alive, and what oftentimes makes the biggest difference. So thank you thank you so much for mentioning these. And then from there, you can still ask yourself, okay, maybe I can do a little meditation, and I can, you know, move my body a little bit more and go for a walk and do some yoga and whatever, meet my friends. So how can people find you if they want to learn more about you? What is it that you're currently offering? I will definitely also put it all in the podcast description. Maybe you want to share a little bit.
Sure. So you can find me on socials, on Instagram and LinkedIn. Instagram, I'm just Amy Kate Coaching. It will all be in the show notes. And there's different ways you can work with me. I've got plenty of free resources, like a cycle syncing guide. You can get to, you can create your human design chart if that calls you. And I've got some spaces coming up shortly in my one-to-one mentorship. So all the good stuff.
So go reach out to Amy. I always want to say Emma because I have a friend and she's spelled the same way that you are, and her name is Emma, but Amy. So. yeah, be free to reach out to her if you want to learn more. Also, human design is such a powerful tool that we haven't talked about so much in here today. But yeah, it definitely was really life-changing for me as well. Is there any last words that you want to share, anything that we haven't mentioned today where you feel like, okay, this is the one thing that maybe people out there need to hear right now or should hear right now, just to wrap up today's episode?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we've covered so much, haven't we? And yeah, we didn't touch on human design. Maybe that's another episode in itself.
Definitely.
But yeah, I mean, it's what final kind of thoughts would be around, just from personal experience and working with my clients, is that I feel that this is something, working with our cycle, is something that we should be taught at school. I wish we were taught at school. All my clients say, I wish I'd known about this sooner. But I do feel like it's the missing piece when it comes to women in business and thriving and being productive. It's such a powerful tool, and working with an expert can really, really, really help you get to know yourself a lot better and really optimize and work with your cycle rather than against it, which I think a lot of us have experienced in one way or another. So it feels like the missing piece. I'm just really passionate about talking about it and sharing it.
And it's such a nice shortcut to work with an expert. So if you, and I think especially for also if you're listening right now and you've been experiencing like symptoms or things that we also covered today, like really strong PMS or also not even getting your natural cycle, like not having your period, or there are like a lot of symptoms and diseases right now that women experience nowadays. And if you want to make peace with them and like you want to learn, okay, because for me, like behind these symptoms, there's always a message that your body's kind of sending you, and your natural state is balance. And I'm very convinced of that. So there's always things that you can do to make peace with these, or to find more ease and to also maybe even get rid of the symptoms.
Our cycle is our fifth vital sign, which can't be ignored. And it can't be ignored. So as Natalie said, if you are experiencing symptoms, and it's a sign to course correct or look into it. Just see that as an invitation to dive a little bit deeper into what's going on for you.
All right. So thank you so much for listening. And then it was so nice to have you here on the podcast today. If you want to learn more about it, reach out. We are always here to, share more or hear your insights also after today's episode. And with that, I would say bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.